So anyway, I want to welcome everybody this morning to our morning service, Sunday morning service. We're still in the Christmas season. We're going to read some scriptures from the Christmas texts. And so this is a continual Christmas message. It's been for some time now. We talked about being led of the Spirit of God. And we tied it into, the Christmas message. We kind of put it together and we packaged it so that we know that everybody's being led by the Holy Spirit. God's leading us. Thank God for that. I thank God for every one of my friends, family, all our partners on our television production across Canada. We want to extend a very, very Merry Christmas to everybody. I know, it's been a challenging season this year because of the COVID-19 and the outbreak across all across the world, really. And we're in a different time. And, sometimes people give me a call and ask me about, what kind of season we're in. Well, we're in the Christmas season. But it's still, the Bible says we're in the last days. Thank God for that. Amen. Well, we want to talk about Christmas again. We want to do the Christmas season. Do you want to cut the, if you guys want to do the, cut the sound with the heat. It's just blowing so hard here. We're trying to get everything right. So anyway, I entitled this message today, Seven Things We Can Extend to Other People Because of Jesus. And so the message, the point of the message is that the goodwill that God extends to all humanity, we can extend that to other people. And so the goodwill of God has brought us into favor with himself, but it also brings us in favor with everybody else. The Bible says that when a man's ways pleases the Lord, he even makes his enemies be at peace with him. You might want to Google that. When we're right with God, God protects us, and he makes even those people that are not favorable towards us, he gives us favor, divine favor, and that's a scripture, so we thank God for that. So Christmas, Christmas, we're in the Christmas season still. We're New Year's Day is this Friday. We're here, I guess Thursday, Friday. We're in the season, just to switch over to the new year. And, we want to talk about, what Jesus means to us. And we should always talk about Jesus in our lives and what he means to us, to people around us, particularly those of people who are our family. And so let's look at Christmas. Christmas is a time of goodwill, because when the angels appeared to the shepherds, he says peace and goodwill towards all men. And as I mentioned to you, that when he says all men, it means humanity, people. That's the King James. The goodwill that God extends to us when we accept Jesus in our lives, in turn, we turn that around and we become a blessing to people around us, no matter who they are. So we have this favor. So let's go to Luke chapter 2 in verse 14 for our first scripture. I'm reading the King James here. It says, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace," or earth peace, "goodwill toward men." So I want to talk about that goodwill towards men. And let's go to Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. I'm reading the New Living Translation here. "And she will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus." Notice this, "for he shall save his people from their sins." Jesus came to save his people. He came to Israel. The Bible said he came to his own in John chapter 1. His own received him not. I believe it's verse 14, John chapter 1 says that, "as to many as received him, to them gave he the power to become sons of God." When you receive Jesus Christ, you become a son of God. You become a child of God. That's John chapter 1, verse 14. So we thank God for that blessing. And let's go read Luke chapter 2, verse 11, and then we'll read verse 14. I'm going to read the New Living Translation. Luke chapter 1, verse 21, or Luke chapter 2, verse 14. A Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. Verse 14. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to those whom God is pleased. So, you know, I think about Christmas. You know, my wife and I were driving around the city and doing different things that we normally do for Christmas to get ourselves ready for that big day, you know. I see many, many people walking around, some very, very less fortunate than I am, you know, and of course, people have ranges of prosperity in their lives because of different reasons and different opportunities, but we try to be as friendly as possible. We try to be as accessible and extend a blessing to people. And there was a man there outside, we call the Yellow Store. We won't mention the actual name because they'd have to pay us. There was a store over here by Walmart in the County Fair area. And there was a guy out there. It was like really cold. The wind was blowing. And I just felt a compassion towards him. He's singing songs. His fingers are getting so cold. And I just felt, you know, compelled to give him some money. I was going to give him more than I wanted to. But I gave one of my larger bills that I had in my pocket, and I went over to bless him. And it felt good. I mean, it's Christmas. Everybody should feel good if you can. Be a blessing to people. And so we kind of went around, and I saw one of our members, a husband, and he went around with a bunch of money, and he went around and gave people that he met on the street, and he standing out $20 bills. I told him I'd be standing outside a certain store if you want to come by and drop me one too, and that was kind of a funny joke. But anyway, people are going around, sometimes overextending themselves and being a blessing to other people, and my wife and I went around and we handed out some blessings, you know, Spirit of Life to, ministry, to give out some blessings to other our friends. So we went around and did some blessings as well. So it's a time, it's an opportunity. Christmas is an opportunity to be a blessing because, you know, in Genesis chapter 12, the Bible says we're blessed to be a blessing. You'll find that in Genesis 12 and 1 through 3, somewhere on there, that God blesses us so that we can be a blessing in this world. And so the Bible says the child of God, he's given us his child. God has given us a child. Over in Isaiah 9:6, it said the child is given to us. And if you go to Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 to 4, let me just read a few scriptures here. This Christmas, we're given an opportunity to experience more of God's blessings in our lives. And it's a good opportunity, of course, to be a blessing, to extend blessings. Proverbs 4:1, my child, never forget the things that I've taught you. Store my commands in your heart. Verse 2 says, if you do this, you will live many years. Your life will be satisfying. That is, we don't forget the word of God. And don't forget his commands. Store them in our hearts. Verse 3 says, never let loyalty and kindness leave you. Tie them around your neck as a reminder. Write them deep within your heart. And then verse 4 says, then you'll find favor with both God and people. You will earn a good reputation. When we take God's word and we store that word in the hearts and we do not forget, we make a point of not forgetting the word of God and apply that to everything that we do with people, you know. That's what I was doing, trying to be a blessing wherever I was that day. And I know people, you know, we can bypass other people because we're too busy with our agenda. We forget about people there that are trying to maybe earn a living or, you know, working in the Christmas season when it's so busy, you know, you can get rude because you've got this agenda and you forget that you're dealing with real people that are at work. Maybe at the till or working in Walmart or wherever they are, and they're maybe having a hard time. You don't know what's happening in their life. Maybe mom's home sick at home with cancer. Maybe they just lost a brother or something. And it's very easy to to miss out on being a blessing. So I try to remind myself of that sometimes, that when maybe a waiter has forgot something or they're having a hard day, and I try not to get on them, because I try to extend favor towards them and not become so rude to people, because love is not rude when we're loving people. So the Bible says that when we are kind and we're loyal to God and loyal to the things He's given us, and we're kind, the Bible says that we'll find favor. We'll continue to experience more of God's favor, and not only favor with Him, but also with people around us. And when we're nice to people, people will be nice to us. Even if they're rude to us, we can be kind to people and act, not in kind, but act in the opposite. And people will open up to you. And that's what we have, that other people maybe can't experience. If I want to give you a tip for Christmas, here's what I'll do. I'll give you this tip. Verse 25. Live the Christmas life, or live the Christmas day. Live the Christmas life, not just for today, but live it every day for the rest of the year. Make sure that you're living Christmas every day. It's possible to be part of the problems that are around us around Christmas time, but it's possible to be a blessing during this time. So live a Christmas life, not just a Christmas day. It's possible that part of our problems around today, of all of us, part of our problem is that we're trying we're trying to cram Christmas or all of our lives in one day. We're trying to love people, we're trying to celebrate, we're trying to do all these things just in that one day or that one month. Let's extend that. Let's be the message of Christmas every day. Let's be kind every day. Let's bring the love of Christ wherever we are and remember who lives inside of us. And so, God deserves all the praise and glory for sending Jesus to us. He's the one who bought us our spirit, soul, and body. He bought our salvation. God wants us to enjoy peace and enjoy goodwill beyond our wildest dreams. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 to 5, he says this: "You should know this, Timothy," Paul is writing to young Timothy, "that in the last days there'll be very difficult times." We are living in the last days. Someone wrote me a note the other day, and they were concerned, are we living in the last days? Well, the scripture says that we are living in the last days. The book of Acts says we're living in the last days. And, time for God is nothing, but for us, it's a long time, is long. But for God, it's like a thousand years is like one day to God. Don't mean anything to Him. He don't live in time. We live in the time. So in the last days, there'll be very difficult times, Paul says to Timothy. For people will love only themselves or their money. The King James says that. People will be lovers of themselves. And they'll be boastful and proud, scoffing at God, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful. Sounds really like what is this today? They'll consider nothing sacred. They'll be unloving and unforgiving. They will slander other people or have no self-control. They'll be cruel and hate what is good. They'll betray their friends, be reckless, puffed up with pride, love pleasures rather than God. They'll act religious, but they'll reject the power that will make them godly. Stay away from people like that. That's a good exhortation. We don't act religious. We have to act on the Word of God, religion doesn't change people. It's Jesus inside a person changes them. So verse 13 and 14 continues here. But evil people and imposters will flourish. They will deceive others and themselves be deceived. But you must remain faithful to the things you have been taught. You know they are true, for you know you can trust those who taught you. As we're saying, this is the story of our last days and how people are today. People can be rude, they can be unkind, unloving, unforgiving, slandering people. You just look in on social media, people are always slandering. This is an opportunity to slander people, and they'll say all kinds of stuff. The other day, in our church here, somebody fired some shots at our building, and they with a paintball gun and messed up our back end, and then. I looked at the neighborhood Facebook site, and people started slandering people. You know, this is not an opportunity to slander people. We need to be able to, this is the message of today, that it says here that people become slanderous. You know, don't become a part of that, ever. The Bible tells us very, very explicitly in the New Testament that we shouldn't talk bad about people. Don't talk bad about yourself. And so make sure that you're going to have no self, you're going to have self-control, because other people have no self-control. You're going to be obedient to your parents. You're going to be respectful to your parents. These are the things of the last days. There's a lot of civil disobedience and all kinds of stuff going on. They're not enjoying peace, for sure. And so these are some of the things that's going on in the world. This is the spirit of the world. We're not like that. We're in Christ. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. We're living by a new code today, and we live by the Word of God. And so I want to tell you here, what does Christmas mean to you today? You know, what does the Christmas season mean to you? I want you to consider this twofold application about Christmas. First of all, God extends goodwill to us. That's number one. Number two is that we can extend the goodwill of God to other people. That's the twofold application about Christmas, that Jesus was sent to save us being lost. But God has sent his son Jesus into this world, the Bible says, to be our Savior. We read those scriptures over in Matthew and Luke, that he's the Messiah, he is our Savior, the Savior of the world. And reminded you of John chapter 1 and verse 14, that as many as receive him, to them gave he to become the sons of God, or children of God, that's King James. So we have the power, the ability to become a child of God when we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior. And so because God sent his son into this world, he extended goodwill to us. That means the favor of God is upon our lives. And we can extend the favor of God to other people around us, our families, even towards our enemies. The Bible says, even when we please God with our lives, the Bible says, even he makes our enemies, the people who hate us, be at peace with us. And that's the favor of God upon our lives. People will like you and do things for you that don't even like you. And that's the power of God in operation. That's the supernatural power of God in demonstration in your lives. So this Christmas season, to me, has a twofold application, as I understand it today, that because of God's extension of his goodwill towards me, I can extend to other people the blessing of God to be in favor with everybody around me, including those who don't like me. So salvation is our greatest gift, but we can extend the blessings that come with the salvation in our lives. So I want to share with you seven things that we have from God that we can extend to other people. So seven things that we have from God that we can extend to other people. First of all, goodwill. The Bible says that goodwill has been brought to us because of the Son Jesus being sent to us. First of all, let's define what is goodwill. What does it mean? So the angel appeared to the shepherds. They announced that God was offering goodwill towards humanity. And so let's look at Titus chapter 3 and verses 4 to 5 in the New Living Translation. Goodwill, what does it mean? But when our God, our Savior, revealed his kindness and love, he saved us, not because of his righteous things that we have done, but because of his mercy. He washed away our sins, giving us new birth and new life through the Holy Spirit. You know, we ought to be kind towards everybody, or kind to each other in church, as Christian people, as God's people. We ought to be more kind to each other, extend more grace to each other, because God extended this grace towards us as well. And God wants us to be kind to each other all the time, not just when we feel good. We should do it when we're not feeling good, when we want to be grumpy. We ought to make ourselves, you know, you can control your life, you can control your anger, you can control these things. It's just that you haven't ever been given permission and told that you can actually do this. You know, I didn't realize that I can actually control my feelings by the way I think and the way my behavior can be extended towards people. So we must be mindful to act kind towards other people. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32 says this, "And be ye kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you." So because God has been kind to us, we can extend the kindness of God, the love of God to other people, and just extend goodwill towards everybody. And so practice this every day of the year. And it's not just at Christmas time you do this. Like I realize that during this season, myself, my wife, and we're going around and we're handing out some blessings to people. And during the Christmas time, I realized that, you know, this is not just a Christmas. I mean, we, you know, just don't do this at Christmas. That we should do this all the time and be a blessing to people. Oftentimes, you know, I'll leave here Sunday afternoon and I'll take our editor and I'll take him to, he wants to go to McDonald's sometimes or somewhere downtown. And so we go downtown, we find out some drug addicts on there, some alcoholics, and they'll tap on our windows and they'll ask us money, you know. I know that I'm not going to, you know, I shouldn't be feeding people their addictions, but I can give somebody a sandwich. I can buy them a bag of, you know, whatever things that I'm buying. So I often say, okay, I'll meet you at the other end and I'll give you some food. And so I've done that several times this year because I want to extend the goodness of God. And one day we're driving back from that, and I found a man walking on the Cumberland Street over here on the main drag, and I saw this guy looking pretty low. I looked like a stranger from out of town, and he was, I don't know where he was heading to. Looked like he was heading toward the Men's Social Services Center. And I turned around, the Lord says, talk to that man and bless him. So I turned around and found $20 in my pocket. I said, hey, you know, I just want to give you this. I believe I gave him some food, and I gave him $20. I said, I want to give you this. God bless you. And the Lord said, just don't tell him anything. Just tell him God bless him. And he said, you know, he was crying, and he was hoping something would happen good to him that day, and it was a blessing. And the other day, I was going out to one of I got this opportunity to become a chaplain for the city junior A hockey team, and I went to visit the coach and drop off some stuff for the boys, and I went to a wrong office. And the lady there, I was waiting for quite a while, actually. She was on the phone. I was going to ask her some questions. And so she said, she kept telling me to wait. And I said, man, this is getting so long, you know. So I waited. I had some patience. I said, maybe I could talk to her and ask her, you know, some directions and so on. So the first thing she said to me when she got off the phone, she said, hey, you're that guy on television. I watch you every Sunday. I watch you before my mother finishes watching her mass. We watch you, and we enjoy watching you. You say a lot of good things. And I said, oh, well, thank you. I'm glad that you're watching. And I said, we just love to meet, my wife and I would love to meet different friends across the city. And she said, yeah, you know, she was very happy about it, and she was very, very friendly. So I went back there. I made a special trip to come back that day. I was on the other side of town. I came back, and I went and got her something. I got her a gift card, and I put it in there. I said, I want to be a blessing to you. I just you blessed me today. She said, you know, you made my day before that. And when I went back to her, I said, you know, you made my day. I want to give you a gift card. I went out and bought a gift card, and I gave her an extension of friendship. And I said, I appreciate meeting you today. And so that was just an act of kindness. This is something that you could do just to connect with somebody. You know, maybe that'll change your life. I don't know. She went and met one of her favorite preachers in the city, or the favorite preacher in the city. Anyway, I enjoy that. So we can be kind to people, extend kindness to people. The second thing we can extend to other people, this is not in order, of course. Number two is love. The first one is we can extend goodwill to other people. The second one is we can extend love towards people. God offers love that's unrestricted It has no bounds. It has no conditions attached to it. God just loves us with no condition. We have to do anything to receive that love. God just loves us, period. And we can offer that kind of love. That's called agape love. That's the unconditional love of God. It's unlimited, unconditional. He put that same kind of love that he put in Jesus. He put that same love in you and me. We can love the unlovable. The Bible says in Romans that when we were unlovable, God loved us. So that we can love people who are unlovable. And so Romans 5:6 says, the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. This is supernatural love. This is not your human love. This is not mental. This is not emotional love. This is not physical love. This is spiritual love, pure spiritual love from heaven that God put in our hearts that we can love people. We can love everybody, not just our favorite friends, but everybody. We should go out our way to love people and to do our best under certain conditions if we're allowed to, just to love people and be a blessing to people. It's a kind of love that's patient, the Bible says. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4 to 7, the New Living Translation says this. It's a kind of love that is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It's not irritable. It keeps no record of being wronged. It does not rejoice about injustices or rejoices in whenever. It rejoices, but rejoices whenever truth wins out. Love never gives up. It never loses faith. It's always hopeful. It endures through every circumstance. You know, this is the kind of love that's inside of you as a Christian person. If you're born again, this same love is inside of you. So no matter what's going on around you, if people said bad things about you on Facebook, if they've been taunting you forever, you can win out by the love of God. Love them. Bible says, love your enemies. And so I realize emotionally that can be hard on you, but spiritually this is going to be the best thing you could ever do to anybody. John chapter 13, verse 34, Jesus said this, a new commandment I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you. So this is not something that's optional for us. This is something that God commands every Christian is to love people. And so we can extend that love to people. We can extend the love, not only the goodwill towards people, act kind to people, but we can just extend the love of God to everybody around us. And so let's go to the third one, favor. God has shown us his divine favor as an act of his grace, his mercy, his kindness. He has been gracious to us, giving us his only son as an act of kindness and love towards us. And it's a great service towards us. It's been a great blessing, help to us. We can extend an act of showing favor towards other people. So we can do this every day of the year. Here in Luke chapter 1, verse 30, the angel told the mother of Jesus in Luke chapter 1, 30, don't be afraid, Mary, the angel told her, for you have found favor with God. It's amazing that this is not talking about just Mary herself, but all of us. This was not just for her, but for all of his children. We have found favor with God. In Romans chapter 12 and verse 10, the King James says, be kindly affectionate. You know, be kindly affectionate. That's the kind of love we show towards people. That's the emotional love. We can show, express love, emotional love to people. Extend an arm. I mean, of course, right now we're a little restricted with the extending our arms towards somebody, loving them and reaching out to them. And, you know, the Bible says that we can extend affection to one another with brotherly love. And so, you know, we can grow in this love. It's just something that just doesn't happen. You have to practice this. If you're kind of a person that's kind of a standoffish, you don't really extend very much to people, you can change that. You don't have to be bound with your own emotions. You can share your feelings. You can share your love. Share expression of love. Tell someone, like around here, we have, you know, for years, my wife and I taught, you know, leadership development. And we try to show people this practice every month. We say, listen, we want you to tell somebody in this room when we close up every meeting, tell somebody and show somebody, tell them how he blessed you. Offer a good compliment towards them and say, you know, here's how you bless me. This is what I see you do. This is what I love about you. And we become brotherly affectionate or sisterly affectionate or humanly affectionate to people. We extend that towards each other. So we need to extend the gracious favor to people. Just show favor to people. Prefer them, love them, and be on their side. Number four, because of Jesus being sent to us, we have friendship. We got friendship with God, and we can be a friend of people who don't have very much friends in this time, especially right now. So the Bible says that God was a friend to Abraham. You know, Father Abraham is our father of faith, and God's our friend as well. The Bible says that Jesus, as a friend, he sticks closer than a brother. You know, brothers and sisters can act bad towards each other, but they also you can be your greatest friend. You know, I had a sister I grew up with. She was my best friend growing up. She was always kind to me because, you know, she's kind to me. And she was my favorite sister because she's kind to me. She'd bring me, you know, she'd go to movies and she'd bring back a stick of gum, Doublemint gum. She'd always bring that Doublemint gum and I'd open that wrapper and I'd smell that. Oh, it smells so wonderful. And I'd eat that stick of gum and she'd save me a little bit of barbecue chips. And I didn't like barbecue chips, but if you're hungry, you eat anything. So she'd give me that. And she'd always bring me every year since I was a kid, she'd always give me gifts. You know, she'd always buy me a shirt. And in fact, I do that to other people today. I buy them shirts and buy them different things. Especially if I have the same brand, I just go buy a couple and give somebody something. But some of the guys around here, they don't fit my size because they're usually smaller or larger. So anyway, we can be friends with people. Romans chapter 5 verse 10 says in New Living, for since our friendship with God was restored by the death of his son, while we were yet still sinners, we will certainly be saved through the life of his son. So we have friendship with God. It's been restored. James chapter 4 verse 4, the King James says, you adulterers and adulteresses, you know that the friendship of the world is enmity with God. Whosoever therefore is a friend of the world is an enemy of God. At one time before salvation, we were all sinners, but God, now we're friends with God because of Jesus, and we're certainly not, you know, we shouldn't be that friendly with the world and stick around with the world and have company with the world. When I say the world, I'm talking about, you know, doing the negative things, the people that don't know God, and oftentimes we don't clarify what we're saying. We should always be friendly to the world, but we don't hang around and do the same things they do. We don't party all night and sleep around and steal from each other. And that's happening in the world. We don't do those kind of things. We want to be a friend to everybody, but we're not going to be hanging around and doing the same things they do. That's what we're talking about. So you can be a wonderful blessing to people. Be a friend, a person that someone might need in this time, particularly in this time of COVID-19 and all the pandemics going on. We can find ways to be a friend. Let's go to the next one is generosity. God has been so generous to us by giving his salvation without works. As God's people, we can be generous. Ephesians 4 and 7, the New Living says, however, he has given us each of us a special gift through the generosity of Christ. So let's go look at another verse. 1 Timothy 6:18 says, tell them to do good, to be rich in good deeds, to be generous givers, sharing with one with others. So the Bible wants us to be generous with what we got. You know, everybody can be generous, no matter if you're poor, if you got little, you can always be generous. That means you're going to be giving what you have, what you enjoy. You're going to extend what you have, you know. Be generous where you can, and it's going to, because God's generous to us, we can open up a whole new avenue for our own lives. You know, the Bible says when we give in out, God will give back to us. And I was looking at the scripture one time, you know, in Proverbs 11, 24 and 25. It says, you know, when the more we give out to people, The more liberal we become in our generosity, the more God pours back out to us. Luke 6:38 says that give, it shall be given to us, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men or other people give unto us. So when we're generous, other people will be generous to us. You know, people have been generous to me this year. People hand me, a little bit of blessings here and there. And it's nice to receive a $50 bill in this hour when you need it, a $100 bill. And then we give that out too. We can do whatever you want. It's our money. And so if you gave me a $50 bill and I gave it to somebody else because I wanted to, because God told me to, because I wanted to, because I'm generous, I can do that. If I gave you a shirt, that's your shirt. You can do whatever. You can rip it up. You can hang it in your closet till Jesus comes. You can do whatever you want with it. You can go give it to the next guy. So it's your gift. So sometimes, if something comes to me, I don't like it when it happens. My flesh doesn't like it. And then all of a sudden, the Lord says, give it to somebody. Well, I don't want to give everything everybody gives me. I want to enjoy some of it. If somebody bought me a pie, I don't want to give it to somebody else. I want to eat it myself or eat half of it or take a little piece of it and say, the Lord said to give you this pie, but I took a little piece. Thank God we can be generous because God has been generous to us. Let's look at the next one. Number 6, good deed. Revelation 19:8, the New Living says, she has been given the finest pure white linen to wear, for the fine linen represents the good deeds of God's holy people. Christmas time is a time when we put special efforts showing good deeds to people. I know people are going overextending themselves in families. They're going all out doing good deeds for people. They're running around. And I thank God Pastor Steve came by my house just as soon as I finished doing most of my lawn, most of my front area. But there was a whole pile of snow that I could move myself, but Pastor Steve just came right in time, and he moved all that snow. I said, move it over here so that my neighbor doesn't park right in front of me. So he moved it over there. But my neighbor still parked on there anyway. He come and parked right over it. And thank God for generosity. Pastor Steve comes to my house. He don't cost me anything. Well, I shouldn't say that because he's got a business. Pay him when he comes to your house. But he just happened to, he's coming to my house when he travels by to the church. I just live near down the road by the church. And he helped me out there. And I thank God. Pastor Ken did the same thing. He come by just when I finished shoveling my driveway. He showed up in time, and I said, you come up right on time. I guess he knows when they come around. But anyway, thank God for generosity. They have generous hearts, these guys. They come when you don't need them. Praise God. I'm just kidding. Anyway, so this reflects, this generosity or this good deed reflects what we are here to do on earth. We reflect the good deed that God has sent towards us or what he has done for us. To Jesus, in turn, we show the goodness and kindness to other people. Titus chapter 3, verse 14, New Living says, our people must learn to do good deeds or do good by meeting urgent needs of others. Then they will not be unproductive. See, God wants us to be productive people. We can be show good deeds to people. We can meet urgent needs. Somebody might need you. Like I said, somebody needs you when they need you. Last night my wife went over to help my mother-in-law, and she hurt her back so badly she couldn't even move. And my wife was up there. She didn't have supper with us, with my daughter and I, and she had to go out and help her mom. She's in her 80s, and she was stuck in a certain position for a long, long time, and I missed a phone call. My brother-in-law from Toronto was calling me because she had just happened to have her phone, and I was just happened to be on an exercising thing. And I heard my phone ring, but I didn't, for the first time, when my brother-in-law phoned me, I didn't answer it. And I didn't see it till later. And my wife happened to come in. I heard her come in. So my wife was, she had to come in, and she left right away. She went to see my mother-in-law. And she was very, very much in pain. And so they took her to hospital. So say a prayer for my mother-in-law. Use your faith with us. I know we're concerned about her. My wife is really concerned about her. Mom, she's hurt her back. She's been that way for quite a while right now. And so we're trusting God that she will grab a hold of that and believe for her healing as well. So thank God. The last point that we want to make. Because of Jesus, because of the good deeds, the goodwill that God extends to us, we can extend to others. Here's something else. Being on the right side of God. God has extended towards us that we can be on his right side with Jesus. Right side. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 20 says, the Bible says that God raised Jesus to his right side, which means favor. The scripture also says we've been raised together and made to sit together in heavenly places in Christ. We're seated with him in heavenly places. The Bible says here in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6 and 7, New Living, for he raised us from the dead along with Christ and seated us with him in heavenly realms because we are united with Christ Jesus. So God can put a point to us in the future ages as examples of his incredible wealth, of his grace and kindness towards us. He has shown in all that he has done for us who are united with him or with Jesus Christ. John chapter 21, verse 6, New Living says, then he said, throw out your nets on the right-hand side of the boat, and you'll get some. So they did, and they couldn't haul in the net because there were so many fish in the net. So this is a story about the fishermen. You know, Peter was fishing. The disciples were fishing. They fished all night. They couldn't catch anything. But Jesus said, throw your net on the right side of the boat. You know, God's favor, were favored on the right side of God. And they throw out the net on the right side, and they couldn't haul, hardly take the fish in because there was so much fish in there. So the opposite of goodwill means meanness, you know. But we're not to be mean. We want to stay on the right side of God by extending goodness and kindness towards people. The right side represents the favor of God. So today, because we have favor of God, we can extend this favor to all of humanity. In these last days, the Bible says many people will have a mean attitude. They'll have an attitude that is rough and tough. But we, in the kingdom of God, because of Jesus, we can be kind to everybody. We can extend goodwill towards everybody. I want to say God bless every one of you. And may God's favor and richest blessing be upon every one of you. We'll see you the next time we're on air. And we thank God for that. We just want to thank God. If you're out of the will of God, you're a Christian, you're born again, all you have to do, my brother and sister, say, God, I'm sorry. Forgive me my wrongs, my sins. I'm turning towards you today. You don't have to think about tomorrow or the next week. What if you fail? No, talk about this thing about right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just turn to you right now. Forgive me and cleanse me from my sin. I've been wrong. And God will cleanse you right there. As soon as you make your mind. The Bible says that, when we begin to recognize our wrong and begin to turn away, the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. We thank God for the blood of Jesus. And I pray the blood of Jesus. I put the power of the blood of Jesus to work in your life today by confessing that over your life and your family today. And if you're not born again, you've never been born again, and you're watching this for the first time, I'm going to ask you to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior so that the favor of God can be extended in a practical way to your life by receiving Jesus today. Say this prayer. If you've never received Jesus in your life, if you've never said the salvation prayer, say this prayer. You might have been in church all your life, like me. I was in church all my life. I was never born again. I knew about God. I knew about Jesus. I knew that he came to save the world, but I had never invited them in my life. This is an opportunity for you right now. Say, dear God in heaven, I believe that Jesus is your son. I believe he is the Savior of the world. I invite Jesus Christ to come in my heart. Forgive my sin, Lord. Forgive me from all my wrongs. And I'll follow you right now for the rest of my days in Jesus' name. If you said that prayer, you are now a child of God, as John chapter 1 says, verse 14, to them, as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become sons of God. God bless you. Have a wonderful week. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.